This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past 17 years, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419. When you need a resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call me personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's DougHaldeman.com. You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. I want to introduce my co-host today, Mr. Knox Malus from Integrity Land Title. Welcome, Knox.
Thanks, Doug. How are you?
Doing fantastic. You're a longtime friend, fraternity brother from a different mother, different mothership.
Right.
But I know what's been going on with you recently. You have some, your daughter's back to school?
Yeah, dropped the 8-year-old off at Mizzou last Sunday, and then no rest for the weary. We've got the 9- and 6-year-old starting this morning. Why we do the half day on a Friday, I don't really know, but, you know, whatever they want to do.
You know what, mine start, my oldest started high school last week, but then my youngest one starts school tomorrow on Monday. So, you know, I'll have four of them back at St. Joe out in Cottleville. I'll be running them back and forth all the time.
Us gluttons for the parochial schools, I guess. Huh?
We are. So, Integrity Land Title, you've been there for a long time, and I know that I send all my title insurance through you guys. And why don't you just tell briefly what is title insurance? Because I think that's something that the average person may not know what it is.
You know, it's a good question, and I learn more about it every single day, Doug. But the important thing to note about title insurance is it may very well be the most important insurance you purchase. It's on probably your largest purchase, and when you do so, you basically insure your rights to that property for the duration of your ownership. So it's probably one of the longest lasting policies that you'll ever have that you only pay for once.
Nice. Well, that's something that it's necessary on every transaction, and you guys always deliver a great value with the title insurance for all of our clients. So I've always appreciated that.
Well, I appreciate that too. Service is the bottom line, and we're only as good as the closers that sit down with you guys and make the transactions go smoothly each day. I can sit there and pretend all day long that my shining face showing up to help secure the business does a lot of good, but really they're the ones that bring it in the door and secure the transactions and the relationships that we have, and we appreciate you.
Well, I'm excited to have you starting to co-host with me on a fairly regular basis, so I know you'll be in at least once a month to co-host the show, so it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be fun to crash and burn your show for you.
So, Knox, I want to introduce another friend of mine who wanted to give some time on the show because I just love what he does, long-time friend. I want to introduce Mr. Dan Fetch. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Doug. Dan. Appreciate the opportunity.
So, Dan, you've been a longtime businessman. I've known you for a long time, and you've owned lots of companies. And this new deal that you're starting, I'm so excited to be there. It's the I-70 Shoppers Fair and Family Center.
That is correct.
So tell us about that business.
Yeah, it's basically, I guess, in simplest terms, a flea market operation. We've added a few things to make it a lot nicer venue, and we're really trying to cater to families and make it a family destination. So it is a flea market where we have many types of vendors selling products and services. We have a 23,000-square-foot building, so we have both indoor and outdoor spaces and selling anything from pottery and artwork and jewelry and clothing to food. We're going to have a food court and absolutely the nicest sports bar that you'll see in a flea market ever.
So the I-70 Shoppers Fair and Family Center, is that part of
that? That is correct, yes.
The I-70 Shoppers Fair and Family Center, and where are you located?
We're located 1 mile east of Mid Rivers Mall Drive on the North Service Road in St. Peters, Missouri, out in St. Charles County.
Right on I-70.
Yes, sir. Great exposure. Great exposure, yes.
Well, and I was driving with Tammy a couple weekends ago, and we were hoping that your place was open already because we were just dying to go to a great flea market, and most of them are so junky, but that one is going to be beautiful.
We have a beautiful building, a great site next to it for the outdoor vendors, a place for a live band, beer garden, lots of parking, and it's just going to be a great venue. So we're looking forward to it. And it's been, by the way, a four-year project, a story which I will not go into here because it might take two episodes with you. But but we finally have gotten all the approvals done, the building's up, and we're busily scurrying around trying to clean, get the last of the wiring in, and we'll be opening Saturday, the 24th of August.
The 24th of August. That's coming up. That's coming Saturday.
Very quickly.
Six days from now. That's great.
Yes.
So tell us some of the booths that are going to be there.
Yes, as I mentioned, we have a lady doing pottery, and I think she's even going to make some pottery right there at the site. We have several jewelry vendors, which is common in a flea market. We have a paparazzi jewelry vendor. It's jewelry that basically sells for $10 or less, and it's very big hit with young kids. We also have an interesting lady there that takes rose petals, and there's a process to harden them and put them into a necklace. Beautiful necklaces. The technology was developed during the Roman Empire, believe it or not, and these necklaces, you'll smell the rose fragrance forever. It's just incredible that the technology that was developed thousands of years ago. But
that's great.
Very interesting that, and we have clothing, accessories, a gentleman there with granite stepping stones, and just a gentleman that takes pallets and recycles them into signs, and just a lot of interesting product. A guy selling hot tubs. Well, we're going
to
have hot tub sales in the building. So we got everything from hot tubs to hair bows for
girls. Can we wear our swimsuits?
Yeah, at the end of the day, we'll grab a drink from the bar and we'll jump in the hot tub for a while.
Roses and hot tubs. Love it.
And a sports bar.
And a sports bar, so you can't really beat it.
Flat screen TV, so those guys like me that don't really like to shop, you'll have a place to hide out for a while.
They'll be kicking us out.
And you're opening in the fall, and what's in the fall on Sundays?
Of course. I think football.
Yeah, a wife trying to drag a husband to a flea market during football, it's not wise, but it will be wise at the I-70 Shoppers Fair because the husband can be right over watching the flat screen.
Correct. And don't forget, we're open year-round. A heated building, so it'll be nice and comfy in there during the winter months.
Dan, for the layman here, is that a venue that's going to be open primarily just on the weekends, or is that going to be all week long?
Yes, Knox. It's open every Saturday and Sunday from 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. And, again, we are trying to cater to the families and make it a family destination. So right now I'm scurrying to find some kiddie rides. That was supposed to be a part of the market at the beginning. But as we were finishing construction a few months ago, we could not give the carnival ride guys a set date. So they leased all their equipment out. We're trying to get something in there for the first couple weekends. But eventually we'll have things for the kids. We'll have the food, the entertainment, the bar, and then, of course, the shopping. So hopefully something for everybody.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Dan Fetch, the owner of the I-70 Shoppers Fair and Family Center. It's going to open on August 24th. August 24th and 25th, next weekend, will be the opening weekend. So when you say live entertainment, what are you going to have? Belly dancing?
We have a lot of events scheduled. I don't know about the belly dancing, but we will have various forms of entertainment, car shows and chili cook-offs. Those things are being planned, but we do have live entertainment. We have on Saturday, the 24th, the band Old Friends will appear from 11 until 3, and these guys play music that everybody will enjoy. Very enjoyable, bunch of older guys like me. And then on Sunday, we have an appearance from the Wandering Madman, and this is a one-man show. It's in a box truck. He'll pull the truck up, pull down the side of the box truck, and there's a studio inside, drums, piano. And this gentleman actually toured. He toured with Elton John.
Wow.
And he decided to go to a different lifestyle, and he travels around basically playing music out of his box truck. I think he might live in it, but it's an interesting sight. And I heard him at another event just last week, and he's incredible. So I invite everybody to come out and listen to the Wandering Madman on Sunday the 25th.
Exciting. Excellent. Well, Dan, I'm excited to be there. I will definitely be there on opening day.
If
anybody wants to meet me, come on out. But I definitely want to thank Dan Fetch from I-70 Shoppers Fair opening on August 24th and 25th. And if they want to visit your website, it's just I-70ShoppersFair.com.
I-70ShoppersFair.com.
Okay.
And we have spaces outside left for vendors. We're filled up inside, but if anybody's interested in becoming a vendor, they can get on the website or give us a call at 636-922-5900.
Okay, and I'm going to make sure to put all of your information and everything for the I-70 Shoppers Fair on our website. So if anybody just visits DougHaldeman.com, it's D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com, and look for I-70 Shoppers Fair. Thanks again for coming in, Dan.
Doug, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Hope to see everybody out at the market.
Sounds good. So with all the crazy weather we get in St. Louis, your home has to be able to stand the test of time. One company in St. Louis stands out as the experts in protecting your home from the elements. Coming up, we'll speak with Andy Seitz from JH Exteriors on how to protect your home. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.